Player hater mode activated. Coming up today on the Player Hater podcast, Mr. Hater calls into two blog talk radio shows, Table Talk Thursdays and Black Radio with Purpose and Power, where they talk about opening car doors, paying for dinner, and other things that Mr. Hater refuses to do. So, here is your host, Mr. Player Hater.
Yo, what's up with you? And welcome to the show. So today, I'm going to do something that I haven't done in nearly 2 years. Yeah, and that is, fuck a black chick. Nah, I'm totally joking. I ain't gonna fuck a black chick. I mean, I haven't fucked one in over 2 years, but that ain't what I'm doing today. Today, what I'm going to do is bring you one of my absolute favorite segments. Yeah, it's called The Hater Tour. And basically, what I do is call into random shows on blogtalkradio.com, talk about whatever the topic of the day is, and I totally hijack those motherfuckers' shows. For as long as I got them on the phone, their show is basically my show, and I love that shit. So anyway, let's go ahead and get into this shit.
Wade from New Jersey. Wade, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I wanted to comment on something that was said earlier by one of the ladies when she mentioned that this dude she was dating, I guess, and he was pretty much molding her into something by buying her stuff. And I have to disagree with that. He wasn't molding you into anything. You were already molded, in my opinion.
Okay, well, you're really speaking on me because I made that comment. No, I was not molded. I was a young, impressionable young lady. And so, therefore, he was able to mold me to be what it is that he wanted me to be because I never really was out there dating. So when you meet someone that's controlling you with money, you can't be whatever it is that he wants you to be because he's pretty much dressing you like your damn dog.
Well, yeah, I still disagree with you. I don't think, again, that he was molding you necessarily. Even if it was, let's just say he was molding you, you were allowing it to happen because of the gifts and everything he was doing for you. And I understand you were young and impressionable or whatever. But still, I blame you for that. Not so much that dude for that.
Okay. And I'll take that. Is that all you wanted to say?
No, I wanted to comment about the dollar amount as far as is there a budget, as you were saying and the other ladies were saying on the date. Hell yeah, there's a budget. I'll say it like that. And it has a lot to do with what the lady touched on. It's either, if you're in a relationship, it's different. You know, you discuss those things, money. Yeah, money is not necessarily an option if you're in a relationship. But in a dating world, such as myself, I'm dating. So I'm not in a committed relationship. So money is definitely an option because I don't believe in spoiling women. And I'm not going to spend my money on a chick that's expecting me to do X, Y, and Z because, well, for many different reasons. But I'm not attracted to women like that. They just expect me to come out of pocket as if I'm supposed to impress them. But no, I don't believe in that.
Okay,
so
what is your limit as far as the date? If you're taking her out to dinner, is there a dollar amount you put on that?
Well, it's not even a set dollar amount for me necessarily because I only date women who are comfortable, even if they don't even do it. It's just the fact that they make the gesture, just the fact that they are comfortable enough with themselves that they won't allow a man to pay for a full date, particularly if it's the first date.
So are you going to answer that, Wait? Is there a dollar amount, or are you expecting her to pay for the meal? Is that what you're saying?
And please tell me how you let her know that.
Please tell you what?
How do you let her know that she has a dollar amount on what she can get when you go out?
No, I think you ladies totally didn't hear what I was saying. I didn't say it was a necessary dollar amount. I'm saying I don't believe in doing everything on a date, particularly if it's the
first
date.
So do you go Dutch?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I go Dutch.
So,
Based on the oohs and ahs and the attitude of some of the women who may roll their necks or roll their eyes at that, it's okay because, you know, I understand going in that I'm not for everybody and everybody's not for me. So if you have an issue with that, then that's okay. That will be our first and our last date.
It sure will, because I will eat before I even go out with you.
Oh, sister, look, trust me, I would peep all of that, and you would peep all of that long before we decide to go on a date.
Trust me, the conversation alone
would tell me and you everything we would need to know before we even made
that
date.
Oh, of course.
You are exactly right. We can even go out. You are exactly right.
So how long will you be with a woman before she continues to tell you no? Are you expecting her to have sex with you after you spend so much?
Oh no,
he's not gonna spend that much.
Nah, I'm not. Yeah, exactly. I'm not spending a lot. And to answer that question my way, sex is very easy to get. So I really don't even have to spend money to get sex. We want to take it to that level.
Well, wait, just listening to your sexy voice, I'm sure a lot of women ask you out on dates, right?
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. I appreciate you saying that, because yeah, I'm a believer in equality all the way around. I don't agree that dudes are the aggressors and the man has to show all the interest. I don't believe in that, because I've seen it on both sides. I've had women non-aggressively approach me, and if, you know, we hit it off in a way to where we go to the next level, then we go out on dates.
Right. And wait, let me just ask you one last question. Do you think that dating is a form of prostitution?
Oh, well, quite naturally it can be. It just depends on how those individuals, or that individual, meaning the dude, decides he wants to approach and establish that relationship. It can be based on the individuals involved. Definitely so.
I have a question for Wade. How did you hear about Table Talk Thursday's Blog Talk radio show?
Oh, well, I just did a search on Blog Talk, found out what shows are going on live right now, and listened to it and decided to go in.
Okay. We appreciate
make sure you do so every Thursday.
Well, I can't make a commitment to that. I am dating, you know, so I'll see what I can do.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm glad to know that, and I'm sure she's making sure she has deep pockets when she goes out with you.
I have another suggestion for you. If you have a Facebook, search us, Table Talk Thursdays. We do have a Facebook group as well, and we carry these discussions on throughout the week.
Okay. Well, as I said, I'd be more than happy to join you ladies on the night that I'm not dating.
Lord.
I can check you out.
Are we going to have to go Dutch on that?
No, well, if it's the first date only, if we've already gone out, then we already know what's up. We don't need to play those games. Nah, we already know what's up.
Wade, I've never met you, but just based on your voice and your conversation alone, it sounds like you wear those type of shirts, those shirts that starch real nice, and then you have a low-cut shirt with hair showing in between, and, you know, you seem like you smell very nice. I could just see you just listening to your voice. You're a very attractive man.
I smell nice? That's funny. I've never ever heard that before. That sounds really funny. I seem like I smell nice.
Yeah, it just sounds like you smell really nice.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. And I think because of my voice and my personality and just my overall demeanor, that's what makes dating so easy and enjoyable for me.
And then also the sex that's readily available at your fingertips also. So, you know, you're just pretty much out there in the game.
Well, I don't like to call it a game because I don't believe in playing games. I'm out there in the dating world, definitely, yeah.
And that's what the dating world is, a game.
No, it's not a game. No, I disagree with you. I don't think it's a game at all. Like I said, I personally am in the dating world. Maybe you're in the dating game, but I don't play games. So
it's definitely a game.
Okay, well, Wade, we thank you so much for joining us here at Table Talk Thursday. Make sure you tune in next Thursday.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me in, sisters. I really appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Daryl Frierson from Ashley Quasi, and I'm listening to the Player Hater Podcast.
Okay, we have another caller on the line who wants to speak. Another caller, 201. Let's hear it. 201, say hello.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I want to send a shout-out to the sister who came on before me and big up her for basically making black women even more paranoid than they already were. I understand you got a lot of dudes to look out for, but really, I mean, I think she broke it down just a little too much.
Well, no, there's a lot of things that she touched on that people do need to be aware of. And to be honest with you, some of the things that she spoke on, I actually went through those things of having a guy come in and seem very genuine, but then, you know, return. One minute, you know, can I borrow money? Then you in my apartment. Now here your shoes are. Now here your toothbrush. So I understand where she was coming from, and I'm sure there's a lot of women who heard her and can relate too.
No, I'm not, and I'm not even saying those situations don't happen, because obviously you prove positive of that, and it happens plenty of times. I've talked about it many, many times. So I know in fact that it does happen. And in situations like that, with all due respect, I think you have to blame the woman for that.
Well, yeah, that's how the topic came up. Women setting standards and what they allow, what they shouldn't allow, and how fast they should nip things in the bud and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I actually heard those sister girls talk about back in the day with grandma and mom and grandma, how they met. Those days don't exist anymore, so the way people used to meet and the way they used to establish relationships, everything's changed. We don't do it the same way anymore. I mean, you got a lot of people who hook up and they have sex now. They didn't do that back in the day. So the back in the day talk, I know it's not going to stop, but really we need to try to shut that down as much as possible, because the way grandma and granddad met, it doesn't exist today.
So how would you add to the topic? Because that's what we're trying to get. That's what we're actually talking about tonight. Like, how do we get back to courting and dating? And that's why the topics of the grandmom and the mom were brought up, because the young man who tried courting looked around at all his friends who, you know, did the courting thing and got married and it didn't work out. And he went to the grandmom to find out how did it work with her, to give him some insight on how he could make it work whenever he decided to find that woman that he wanted to marry. So, you know, since you're saying, and I don't disagree with you, that those days are over, people are hooking up, people are having one night stands, people are, you know, jumping in before they fully get to know a person, how would you take it to dating and courting rather than you meet a person, y'all vibe after the first conversation, you're sleeping together, next thing you know, a week later, y'all living together, a month later, the chick is pregnant?
Yeah, that's not my progression, first of all. I understand a lot of people progress that quickly and in that particular pattern. I know that. But I'm not one of those dudes. And going back to something you touched on, I heard you mention earlier as well, as far as open up car doors and all that stuff. And then the sister mentioned something about if the brother's shoelaces ain't tied, she ain't messing with him. I'm a dude who wears sandals and flip-flops on a date. I'm a dude who doesn't have to pull out any money on the first date. I'm a dude who won't necessarily open your car door. And I mean, if you're the type of person who's going to hold that stuff against me and indict me because of those particular actions, then you know what? We ain't compatible anyway.
I have a question. If you're interested in a lady and you want to take her out, why wouldn't you want to open up the car door for her?
It's not even a matter of not wanting to. It's the expectation of that I resist, because I'm just a contrarian in my nature. And I typically mess with women and date women, I should say, who don't necessarily want that. And I know this going into it. So me not opening her car door, I'm going to open up the door for both going inside and I'm going to let her in first. But as far as me going all the way around to open up her car door and doing that throughout the whole date, it's not me as an individual. I'm being straight up phony. It's just not something I do. It is not even something that's expected of me to do. And I've been perfectly fine in my dating life. So what I'm basically, the point I'm trying to make is, it's not me. So why would I want to do that when I'm not going to, A, continue to do it, plus it's a poor representation of the true me? I'm being straight up phony by doing it. The kid's back. Turn me up, Cruz. The revolution shall be televised. This year it's all about us, so fuck the other side. Gotta get killed on camera for us to come alive. What shit was dead already for Marlon's homicide. In my cell, hanging from a rope. Get less time for rape than for selling dope. Will you get the same time for dope than you do a murder? Innocent till guilty, guilty the verdict. Before you even started in Harlem, no, we ain't noticed. Cause we was going to war with ourselves over that couple.
right, so welcome back to the Player Hater Podcast. And Amara, I feel a need to explain something to the people who may be unfamiliar with me, or aka new listeners. Let me explain something to you. I'm not one of these black dudes who has issues with black women, or hates black women. Yeah, I'm not one of those types of black dudes. That's not why I fuck with white women. I fuck with white women because I do what the fuck I want to do, and I basically play by my own rules. Yeah, I ain't got no issues with women, period. Trust me. And the other thing about dating and all the other shit is, like, I don't believe in negotiate. When it comes to fucking, look, you can suck my dick, but there's no guarantee that I'm gonna eat your pussy. And when it comes to paying for dinner and all that bullshit on a date, yo, it's like, I can pay for dinner this time, and you leave a tip type shit. Or you pay for dinner, and I leave a tip type shit. There's never any negotiating and never any motherfucking problems, because I'm very selective with the chicks that I choose to fuck with. Plain and simple, I don't have any issues with women, and dating for me is an absolute easy thing. No problems whatsoever. Cool. You understand now? Good. As Biggie would say, well, now you know, niggas. Alright, let's get back into the show.
You're one guy of many men out in this world, and I understand what you're saying. That's just not you. What we're trying to, I guess what we're talking about tonight is men in general, not just men in general, but women in general, dating in general, courting in general. How do we get back to courting and dating instead of flings, one-night stands, hooking up, hanging out? You know, how do we get to not skipping steps and ending up in situations, ending up as baby moms and baby fathers? And how do we get to being husband and wife? How do we get to taking pride in, that's my man, that's why my woman, not, well, that's who I'm banging? No.
You got people who function that way, though. I mean, that's the thing you have to keep in mind, and I'm sure you're aware of this, but we do have people who function that way. We have people who do the whole corny-ass courtship thing. I don't. But you have people who want to hook up. I don't do that either. I'm somewhere in the middle. I mean, but people establish relationships, however they want to define relationships, their own way. If a chick coming over to my house and us having sex is considered a relationship that we've developed, then that's our relationship. If I want to pick a chick up, go to walk her from her front door to the car and open up her car door, if I wanted to do that, which I don't, then that's the way we've established our relationship. Relationships are established by the individual, not by people like us talking about how it should be done. Each one of us as an individual, we develop and establish our own relationships. Plain and simple.
True, but here's the thing about relationships. We establish, in our adult lives, we tend to establish relationships based on what we were exposed to as children. And if we were exposed to disrespect and, you know, just shacking up and hooking up, then that's all that, as an adult, we're going to expect because that's all we saw.
Should
we grow up and see respectful relationships where the gentleman is actually coming to the house and respectfully greeting whoever's in the home and taking the lady out on a date and bringing her home at a respectful time and behaving respectfully? That's the core of what this whole show is about, is how do we get back to having respectful relationships? Because shacking up and, you know, I cannot say that's respectful, because at the end of the day, the whole point of dating is to find a mate that's compatible with you. You cannot do that if you're just shacking up with whoever's cute at the club tonight.
I agree with you. Yeah, definitely. I agree with you. And again, it's not the way I choose to establish my relationships, but of course, we all know people who do it that way. And, you know, it is what it is. But and you answered your own question, and I agree with you. It begins in the home, what you see. You model yourself after what you see around you. So if people grow up in homes, my parents are still together. If people grow up in homes where the parents grow up, where you're growing up and mom and dad are both together, you see them in a loving relationship, they never fight in front of you, blah, 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 whatever your situation is, then quite naturally when you enter into a relationship as an adult, you're going to want to pattern that and model yours the same way, at least similar. But if you grow up in a home where you don't have a daddy and mommy's bringing different dudes over every night, you can hear him in the next room having sex, then quite naturally they're going to develop their relationship that way. with sex is paramount. All right. I mean, sex is paramount. I mean, love equals sex to people like that. It's like, well, you know, having sex all the time must mean that we love each other. Of course, grown-up, mature folks know better than that, but if that's your mindset as a young adult than a grown-ass person, then that's what you're going to do.
Yo, so that's going to wrap it up for the Player Hater Podcast today. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling all your friends and family about the Player Hater Podcast. And if you haven't, then yo, do me a favor. Tell at least 100 people you know. Remember this campaign from years ago? Yeah, I'm bringing that shit back. Tell at least 100 people you know all about the Player Hater Podcast, all right? Yo, and let me send a shout out, too, while I'm doing this shit, to my number one chick, Lena. Remember Lena from Talking Shit with Lena years ago? Yeah, I hadn't spoken to old Chicky Boo in about 2 years, but I finally reconnected with her on Twitter the other day. We did some DMs back and forth, and I'm going to chop it up with old girl later on today. So look out for a brand new 2015 episode of Talking Shit with Lena. I'm looking forward to that shit. She is definitely my numero uno chick. Yeah, I really likes that chick. So anyway, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, you can. My name is Mr. Player Hater, MR Player Hater. On Facebook, my name is Urban Snobcaster, and you can also check out the Player Hater page on Facebook. I never promote that shit, so there you go, I just did. Alright? Alright, niggas. So until next time, yo, let's keep your motherfucking hater.
Fuck you, nigga. You's a motherfucking player hater.
Well, ladies, like I said, you know, we always talk about people after they leave the table. And I could picture Wade and how he's dressed based on his view of dating. You know, and I think that's what a lot of men mindset are. They feel as though there's somewhat of a shortage here when it comes to women dating men. So they feel as though they're privileged when it comes to a woman even going out to dinner with them.
And then I suspect, and not to take up time for our closing, but I would suspect that Wade feels as if he's the catch. And that has that is what has happened. The tables have been turned. Yes, and in this dating world, in this game that is called dating, these guys are not playing around no more. You got to come at them now.